November 15th is already done, and I think that we can proceed with a November 15th date. The question, though, is what will we do on the 15th, or what our capabilities are? We can express a concern and pass that on to the board. We can pass a resolution with a recommendation on to the board. We can provide information and let the board look at the information we may have that the board does not. And we can choose to intervene, which we did with the WBII budget situation in a scenario where the two parties couldn't really come together. So the decision, but I think that the caution is around intervening locally is wise. Intervention is a last resort, in my view. If you're talking about a recommendation out of the Finance Committee, I don't think we could unilaterally intervene, and I'm not sure that we have that power. We can recommend that the board does, but I'm not sure we can do it on November 15th.
I think it goes without saying that anything the committee would do would be a recommendation
right.
to the board for action.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm
hey,
talking,
Warren, can I
talk about the recommendation.
Lauren next, after Lonnie.
Yeah, what I'm referring to is direct intervention without going through that process. So I do rule that out. But I do also, and I'll be one of the ones making the recommendation, that we move quickly and have the board make a decision fairly quickly if that seems necessary in that scenario. Now, the last thing I'll mention is, does this committee have the power, say on November 15th, to deem that a particular fundraising drive had too many days? I think that's pushing it, and I wouldn't recommend it. So you're trying to speak to the issues on the table. I do think we have the power authority in the other areas generally make recommendations. But I don't think that we have the power to unilaterally set standards around fundraising days without that, too, be something that the full board has an opportunity to weigh in on.
I'm
going
to call on LaVarne is next, but I want to agree with what Carol says. That is the way committees work. The committee is not empowered to make any decision that it has not explicitly been granted by the board. We don't have that. Anything we do is a recommendation that goes to the board.
Right.
LaVarne?
This is to get back to the issue that I was trying to develop and Paul was discussing. Yeah, based on the report backs that we've had from the station, KPFA had 12 days of fundraising, $86,000 a day. They did Democracy Now. This still isn't clear. I thought they said
75 to 80 a day.
Huh?
75 to 80, not 86.
1,030,000 divided by 12 is 86,000 days. That's what my computer says. That's what my calculator says.
Might be 13 days, LaVar.
I just used 12.
So 13? Okay.
Well, we were told it was 13, but I think they're wrong. I think it was 12. It went Tuesday to Sunday.
Well, you have to count that Sunday as a 13th.
Oh, that's right. So it is 13. Yeah.
Okay, so we divide that. But okay, so it's about
81.
81,000, okay. So KPFK, 81,000. You said you did Democracy Now at 6 and 9, then you said at 2 or 3, and then you said at 7 or 8, okay? So that's like four times.
That wasn't every day, but that was many days.
Okay. KPFA.
Could I just ask a clarification on that? Were those rebroadcasts?
Yep, same program,
yeah.
Four times.
KPFA did the usual, 6 and 9. We... at $50,000 a day for 22 days. WBAI has done 10 days, $37,000 a day, right? Okay, we have some actionable programming results. I think that in terms of recommendation, I think we need to support Paul and Alice and the rest of BAI in terms of recommendations on what is happening now in the fund drive and how we can perhaps recommend an effective change so that the drastic measures that we're outlining for November the 15th perhaps will be lessened to some extent, or perhaps
the problem
negated.
With that is that's a programming decision, and we're the Finance Committee.
I said recommendation. You said Finance Committee has the power to recommend. I mean, I'm saying recommend supporting Paul, supporting Alice, supporting BAI, giving the people who can make these effective changes, giving them the information so they can know what's going on. It's their position, it's their responsibility to consider it and do what they wish. I'm just saying that I would like to put forth a recommendation to give them this information, to tell them where we are, what the stats are, what has happened in the other market areas so that we can perhaps lessen this drastic measures that we're talking about that will happen on November the 15th.
What about a motion of the form that says that we recommend that the WBAI consider those programming approaches that at other stations have proven to be, you know,
I support that.
Very
with the
successful.
Stats. Right.
Support
what is it? 13 days, oh. 81 per day, 22 days, 50 per day, currently 10 days, 37,000 per day.
Yeah, I don't think we can make this motion for this drive. You know, no, nothing is, it's not possible for things to be shaken. I mean, you know, there's a plan and it's being put into motion. But I think that this kind of an idea can definitely be applied and be helpful at WBAI in the process which follows the fund drive. And that process is actually defined to some extent, you know, by the PNB resolution, which says that a committee needs to be set up between the LSB and management to find ways to improve fundraising. And
well, may I speak?
May I come in, too?
I just quickly want to give you some information, which is at KPFK, they reorganize on a the management
yes.
on a daily
so
basis
does
to look at what's
absolutely.
Happening. It's like counting your pulse.
Yes.
And they go, they'll throw things off if they're dogs.
Right.
They'll put things in. If they find that something at 3 o'clock that day raised $40,000 in that hour, poof, it's on at 7 again.
Right.
Same
they
with
do that
BAI.
Moment by moment by moment.
Really?
Yes,
absolutely.
They do.
All
I've
through
heard.
The drive, they titrate it. That's why the numbers go up as the drive goes along.
Right.
And just if I could add, I've talked to one department head and a couple of producers, and apparently that's what it is at BAI, too, to the consternation of some producers, because Bernard rearranges it, hopefully, you know, to get more money.
Yeah, everybody gets bent out of shape, but that's how they maximize the money. And that is a long-term issue probably for programming, because there are people who feel that they never get the opportunity to fundraise to their audience and show what their support is. But anyhow, Carol said that she wanted to speak, and so did Alice.
I already spoke out of turn.
I think what I wanted to say has already been said. But I think management does need to be encouraged to act quickly when disaster is looming, not say, oh, well, we can't do anything about it. I think that any encouragement that we can give them so that we don't end up with drastic measures is, you know, I mean, Dave throws around words like capricious and stuff like that. What, there's nobody here that would take a capricious attitude towards drastic changes at BAI, but we really want to strongly encourage every effort to avoid them.
Yes.
We are going to be taking up this question formally on the 15th. Do you want to make a motion, LaVarne, at this point? And then I'd like to move the agenda.
I can attempt to make the one. I would. The motion basically is that the Finance Committee, based on the report back from stations on the fund drive, we can get into the details. Based on the report back from the fund drive, it appears that Democracy Now! Airing more than the normal number of times per day attributed to a success at KPFK, and that BAI, we recommend that they consider at this point, at this time, looking at how they can perhaps use the experience that KPFA and KPFK enjoyed in order to avoid drastic measures for not achieving their fund drive on November the 15th.
I second that.
I would like to speak to it. I think we should not specify, you know, Democracy Now. I think we should say strongly urges the station to take, you know, example from those stations that had successful fund drives and adopt, you know, consider adopting those measures that were successful at other stations in generating solid donations.
Programming suggestions or not?
Well, I would like to, say you can use the general, but I would like to specifically say Democracy Now! Because that's what I see the big difference.
Yeah, I agree that it should be including the rebroadcast.
Absolutely.
And that's important because WBAI is using Amy Goodman extensively, but she's not rebroadcasting the show. She's just staying on and, you know, I'm not sure exactly what she's doing. She's doing, you know, a certain amount of additional programming, but it's not a rebroadcast of the morning show.
I also would
not like to see us necessarily, you know, assert that drastic measures are going to be taken, because I still reserve the right for WBAI to extend the fund drive, and I don't think that this committee has the authority to intervene on the basis of extending the fund drive for 3 or 4 days. I think if we decide, if the WBAI has to change the budget, yes, this committee is authorized and, you know, to play a role. But I just want to say I
support what you're saying. I just said, you know, based on what I am hearing and what you guys have said, it sounds pretty drastic to me. So Can I just finish?
Go ahead.
To say that to embrace the measures that have been outlined.
Mm-hmm.
I want to point out that, Paul, what you're saying, while it may be true or not, isn't in order with respect to the discussion about this motion. I would like to say really strongly that I think it is a poor idea for the National Finance Committee to be recommending specific programming changes to a station. I think the response that will not be welcomed. I think given that at some point we may have to step in some way, the board may, that we do not want to cause some bad feelings unnecessarily. And I think that to make a specific recommendation about a programming change at a station, I mean, they're not idiots, right? They know. They are hearing from the rest of the network what's going on and what's successful, and there are reasons. They have reasons why they're not doing that. And for us to say that, I think embroils us in a way that we don't want to be embroiled, given the fact that we may have to make some decisions about their budget in the future. So I think it's not wise.
This is Carol.
Okay, Carol, I'd like to go LaVarne for a response. Carol and who Lonnie, I think.
Lonnie on the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
This is LaVarne. I strongly disagree, Dave, because what we've said here and we've gone through this long, total discussion about recommendations, we'd like you to consider. We're not telling anyone to do anything. We're saying we would like you to consider these recommendations based on facts and specifically on the rebroadcast of Democracy Now.
Yeah, I understand.
I think that is, unless we can, like, actually deliver actionable programming results for them to consider, I mean, that's what we're talking about. We're asking the AI to consider this at this point, as of now, whatever time it is, 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and that I think that that's our role. Now, whether they consider, whether they decide to do something with this, and whether, you know, we're stepping into areas that, you know, they will not be happy with, you know, I would think that I would rather they be unhappy with me making a recommendation for them to consider than for them to be unhappy with me with the drastic measures, which I appear to be drastic to me, that you're recommending for November the 15th.
Okay, Carol, and then Lonnie, and then Henry.
I agree with Dave. I do not think that the Finance Committee should make programming recommendations to the stations. I think that that's really overstepping, that there are many, many reasons why programming decisions are made. I believe in local autonomy and making programming decisions. The fact that Paul is advocating at BAI that they rebroadcast Democracy Now is happening locally. Bernard is aware of this. Let him grapple with what he can do to beef up his fund drive. But I really do not believe that it's appropriate for finances to drive programming out of national advisory committee. Even the recommendation itself, I think, is overstepping our role. So I agree with Dave on this, but I do hope, Paul, that you will, and Alice and Lonnie and all of you guys will be talking to Bernard and making sure that he's considering this locally.
Well, what would be really
helpful... Hang on, Paul, please.
I'm sorry.
Next on the stack is Lonnie and then Henry. Were you done, Carol? Carol, were you done? Hello?
I think she might have dropped.
Carol?
Dave, okay. Could I just say I'm going to be leaving the call in about 5 minutes. I have another meeting.
Sure. Lonnie and then Henry?
I won't take any time. I really agree with Carol's words on it. It's really not our place to do it. And I think we won't have the effect that we would presumably want to have anyway. So I agree. It's not in our purview at this point.
Okay. Henry?
Just the same. I don't think that it is pertinent to make this kind of suggestions, especially because we have had the same experience over here, and we are creating only turmoil. We just have to rely on the local decisions on that issue, but get into this kind of...
I recognize that cough. Carol, did you have anything you wanted to add before you talk?
I apologize. I hit the wrong button and disconnected myself. I have nothing to add.
Okay.
But I missed what Henry said, and I'm sorry.
Henry basically agreed with what you had said.
Could I call,
and then I'd like to bring it to a vote.
Okay.
The agenda.
Yeah, I'm not going to advocate for the motion, and I think people are right that this is not not really within our authority, but... What I would like to do is if we could craft a motion which would ask each station to submit to, maybe to me, because I'm essentially the initiator of the new committee that's going to be meeting between the LSB and management to look for ways to perform fundraising. If I could receive information about, you know, aspects of the fundraising strategies of different stations, such as, you know, the rebroadcast of Democracy Now. Now, that would be extremely helpful for us to, to start the process of really finding out how we can do better.
Okay, I'd like to bring this to a vote. As far as what you've just said, I think that's more appropriate for your committee to ask as an information request than for it to come out of the National Finance Committee. That's my opinion, but I'd like to bring this motion to a vote, and if you want to make that motion, then we'll
consider. Yes, this is Lauren. Since, everyone has weighed in and they think that this is interfering with programming, you know, I withdraw the motion.
Okay.
I mean, it's that, I think that it has been clearly delineated in terms of what the results are, that, you know, the issue of whether Paul is advocating for a second, scheduling or of Democracy Now, or how this actually fits into any type of politics within the station. You know, it's unfortunate that we cannot just give the information as to consider, and that based on the results that is happening in terms of rebroadcasting Democracy Now in the evening and how effectively that has been able to utilize Democracy Now in fundraising, that's just what it is. And that, so I withdraw the motion.
I don't think anybody's saying that.
Fund drive is over, and again, whatever happens on November the 15th, well, you know, whatever happens, that's what happens.
Okay, so the motion's been withdrawn. So
oh, yeah.
I'd like to move the agenda. Paul, before we move it, did you have any anything that you wanted to make, or can you make it as an information request? I really don't think what you described.
Could I intervene here for a minute?
Please do.
The fact that we're not passing this motion, I think, is avoiding micromanaging. This is management tasks to address these issues. But there's nothing that I can see that prevents Paul from just going around and gathering information and giving it to Bernard, or Lonnie, for that matter, and trying to help. So I just want to say that that's all I want to say.
Okay, what I need...
LaVorne, I'd like to weigh back in on that.
If there's any way, I mean, maybe this is probably beyond the scope of what we can do right now, but if there's any way that people can suggest how I should go about that task of collecting this information, and who I should approach at each station.
Well, Dave and LaVorne can send it to you.
I can send you an email. I mean, I have the information. I have the numbers.
Okay,
I have my numbers. I have the numbers that Dave gave me. And I have the numbers that you just gave me. It's day 10, $374,000. That's $37,400 a day. I'll just send that to you, send it to Alice, to send it to anyone else in New York in the Finance Committee.
Yeah.
You'll have the information.
But the programming.
Lonnie, do you maintain, do you ask that managers provide reports on the fund drive where they talk about what didn't work and what did?
You mean on the programming side?
Yeah.
No, that will go through Dan on the programming side. I generally stick with the finance, with the drive results and some other.
But Dan does get those kinds of reports?
Well, I can't answer for him, but I can say what I have seen. Because I think we looked at this 8 or 9 months ago when we were looking at it. No, KPFT produces a document that shows what programs do hour to hour, and I thought that was very interesting. But no, I can't speak to it, Dave, in any detail.
Yeah, by the way, we have posted. It's posted in the building. Every hour we know what got made. We know what the premiums were. And everybody in the whole building can look at it.
Carol. The MEMSIS system, you can generate a report. All pledges are pegged to the time of day, and they're given a code, and you know what was on the air. The MEMSIS report at every station should be available, and you know that knowledge is available, and I think we're mucking around in management areas, but just encouraging managers to take advantage of that.
Well, what I think you should do, if you're chair of that committee, is if you want a specific kind of information or report, get the committee to pass it, put it as an information request to the ED, and if he has an issue with providing it, we can deal with it at the coordinating committee.
Yeah, but the fund drive will be over by then. I'm trying to give Paul some suggestions about how to just get some information to his manager.
And I would also recommend that you just ask him what information he's getting before you come in and say, here, I've got a basket of apples for you.
Yeah, I'm more inclined to do this after the fund drive. It's I don't think I can intervene at this point.
Okay. I'd like to move the agenda. Yeah. The next thing is the CFO report, and I'd like to we've gone a long time, so could we do you think this reasonably in a half an hour and then come back and review it next week if we've got anything?
Dave?
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt. I need to withdraw because I have to go and prepare the program, okay?
Okay.
I have to leave,
yeah,
too.
I have to go also. I have a meeting. I have another little board meeting. It's at 3:30 up in Berkeley.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get off the line.
I'm going to have to go. I got these auditors standing outside.
Yeah.
Can we schedule our next meeting?
Yeah, let's do that. Do we want to do it next week, or should we take a week off?
Next week is KPFT's fund drive.
Right now is BAI's fund drive. We haven't canceled meeting because of fund drive.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Do we want to do this on the 5th, or do we want to wait till the 12th?
I was saying I needed 2 weeks to produce any information.
Just wait till the 12th.
Okay.
The 12th.
Is there any objection to waiting till the 12th?
I don't have any objection, but... Well, here's a concern. One, we don't have the September numbers yet. Will we be getting those soon? And
yeah,
two,
I have the September numbers.
So could you just send those out to
us? I can just send them out.
And the other thing is, if we wait till the 12th, we may not be staying on top of the DAI situation. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me that you would have to produce reports between now and a week from now, but maybe we ought to touch base.
I agree. I think we should hold a meeting on the 5th,
yes,
without reports.
My only problem with it is that our motion said that the committee would consider what happened on the 15th, and so for us to be sort of dipping our toe in before we've agreed to do that any further, I just wonder whether that may also...
I'm just starting the meetings in New York. I won't have...
You won't have anything on the 5th to report?
I'll be just getting started.
I withdraw my concern. I just like, you know, I don't think there's anything that prevents us from meeting and discussing things and discussing them 50 times between now and the 15th.
The only thing
but,
time.
Except the time.
Right. And so Lonnie, you'll get us numbers as soon as possible, and you'll get us that document where you talk about the different classes of unbudgeted items and any recommendations
you'd have. Yeah, that's about all I can handle.
Great.
Based on Paul's meeting notes.
So we'll say that on November 12th at 12:30, we will meet again then.
12:30 Pacific.
12:30 Pacific.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Dave, thank you.
Can you stay on for a second?
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
And if we're going to talk, then John should take us off the screen.
Okay.